Once again here at the 2015 Chicken Media Summit on the Eastern Shore, and Dr. Ashley Peterson, Vice President of Scientific and Regulatory Affairs for the National Chicken Council, just got done serving as the moderator for our panel on food safety. First of all, Ashley, tell me a little bit about your background in the industry.
So I grew up on a cow-calf operation in Kentucky, became very passionate about animal agriculture, promoted up through my grandfather who had a love for it, and I decided I needed to go to school and learn a lot more. So I got my PhD in animal science, and I was at the University of Maryland to do my PhD and kind of got stuck in the D.C. area and really was interested in the balance between science and public policy, and got a little frustrated because sometimes there wasn't enough science. And so that's kind of where my passion comes from, and promoting animal agriculture.
Well, I think that we forget about the science when it comes to animal agriculture and the proteins that the industry is providing consumers across the country. Food safety, it was the hot topic today, and will continue. But as we've spent the week educating the bloggers, the journalists, they had questions on the entire food safety system. Kind of explain that and what is all entailed in it.
Right. And so you said science, and so science plays a huge role in all of that. So we go all the way back to our genetics companies and where our birds come from to provide us a healthy bird. And then we have different sanitation procedures, biosecurity procedures that we use on the farm, also science-based. And then those birds go to the processing plant where we have a variety of technologies and interventions to make sure that those birds are properly treated at the plant. The food safety is a number one priority for the plant itself, and so that every time that the consumer has a healthy eating experience and a safe product.
Well, inspection was another issue that we discussed in length, and you know, the poultry industry is regulated 24/7, 100% of the time, which is different from other industries. Kind of explained the inspector process and what the USDA does inside the plants.
Absolutely. So it's a federal requirement that every single bird get inspected. That's different, as you said, from an FDA regulated plant where an inspector may come in a little less frequently, but we have somebody there 24/7, and they are looking at quality issues and food safety issues, making sure that there's not a broken bone or a bruise that passes through the system, and making sure, again, that by doing microbial testing, that the bacteria is reduced to the smallest amount possible through that process, and they watch the whole process from the live receiving area all the way back to the chicken is put in a tray pack and sent out the back door.
We see more and more recalls every day, and many think that it's because something's not being done right. But actually, in the end process, it's because the evolution of the technology and the innovative surveillance that we do not have. Kind of elaborate on that.
Oh, absolutely. So we're finding things a lot quicker. So issues that may happen, so maybe something got mislabeled, maybe there's an allergen present in a product, we want to make sure that that product doesn't get in commerce. So we will make sure that a recall happens. And a recall, again, is not a bad thing. It's making sure that whatever you do consume as the end user, it is safe, properly labeled. And that's, you know, a lot of the recalls are happening because of maybe a mislabel. That doesn't mean anything's wrong with the food, completely safe chicken, but somebody messed up on a label somewhere, and that's why we're having a recall. But again, increased surveillance activities by the government, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to find things before they get into commerce.
Absolutely. One of the questions from the audience today was on fillers and what is added to the chicken and why.
So there is a process by which a sodium or salt solution can be added to the chicken. That's a consumer. Consumers have asked for that in some cases. It does help with the tenderness and the juiciness of the chicken. But in full transparency, that is on the label. So the consumers will know whether or not that chicken has been treated with a salt solution, and that's clearly stated on the label.
Take-home message for those in attendance today about food safety.
Food safety is the number one priority for the chicken industry. We want to make sure that every serving of chicken, whether it's domestic or whether it's something we ship international, is as safe as it possibly can be. And we are using all the technologies we have, but research and science will help us do better.
Once again, talking with Dr. Ashley Peterson here at the 2015 Chicken Media Summit here on Eastern Shore, talking food safety. I'm Jamie Johansson.